Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:13, Monday morning, March 27th. We're off to a cloudy start, but that's in advance, a harbinger, if you will, of some rain to come. About 1 o'clock or so, a 40% chance for showers, and it increases through the evening and tomorrow's. Got a pretty good chance for showers, 90% chance for rain, and hopefully drying out Wednesday. Jeremy Alford joins us now, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Missed you at the crawfish cook-off, unfortunately. I hope you did your judicial duty with all due diligence.
I did. I passed judgment on a bunch of people's crawfish and felt good doing it. It was delicious.
That's hard to do, man, I'm telling you, because to me, and that's part of the reason why I really felt like I shouldn't do it, because to me, it all tastes good, and I can't really pick out one different, you know what I mean?
Well, this year there was a contestant who added what had to be pickled jalapeno juice and jalapenos to their boil, and it was some of the best crawfish I've had.
Really?
It was delicious.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, I missed it then. Let's talk about the legislature starting up on April, what's the date?
April 10th.
April
10th. First day of session.
So what's going on with the extra money? Take us back to the beginning, Jeremy, and give us some context on this, please.
Yeah, so, you know, the state has more than $1 billion in extra cash laying around that's available to spend over the next couple of years. And look, Tommy, we've both been through enough sessions to know that legislators love the idea of this. Even those who want to spend less know that it's a good thing to throw this money around during election year. But
if it's already there, why not spend it, right?
That's right. If they don't, somebody else will.
Yeah, exactly.
But what most people don't realize is there's a cap. So as of right now, in the current fiscal year, which ends at the end of June, the state can spend $460 million more in the current year if they want to. Next fiscal year, they can spend $500 million more. Well, don't forget, there's more than $1 billion laying around. So lawmakers will, at some point, have to vote during the session to spend this additional money. And it's a big vote. It's a two-thirds vote in both chambers. And if lawmakers want to spend this money, they'll need to agree to it in this vote. And it's probably going to be one of the touchier votes of the session. You have folks like the Conservative Caucus, who obviously, as the name implies, is made up of conservative lawmakers, and they have some concerns about raising this cap. And then you have many lawmakers who are counting on that cap to be raised because they need to spread some cash around before they go home and run for re-election. So that's going to be a big issue, is whether lawmakers vote to spend extra money.
Just listen to what you said. Spread some cash around before they go home for re-election. What does that say about responsible government spending? Tell me about this cap. Where does the cap come from?
So the cap is, as I recall, it's a constitutionally created, yes, it's a constitutionally imposed spending cap. So it's actually in our state charter. It's in our fundamental law that the lawmakers have to follow these guidelines if they want to spend beyond their limits in a given fiscal year.
So what do the conservative lawmakers want to do with the surplus?
So that one of the big questions is that conservatives are looking at is, you know, is this the best time to spend all this money? Maybe we need to put this money up and save it in case we need it. Because let's not forget, you know, in a few years, a temporary sales tax rolls off, and the state's going to have to replace that money. Mm-hmm. Also, the state isn't going to get all of this one-time COVID dollars and one-time transportation money that's floating around as well. So lean times are expected. And at a time when we're expecting lean times, Tommy, something you're going to hear lawmakers talk a lot about in the session, pay raises for themselves, pay raises for teachers, pay raises for law enforcement. And the question is, we can afford that now, but can we afford that in 10 years? So it's all part of that larger conversation.
And that goes to one-time spending as opposed to recurring spending, which should be funded by recurring revenue, because it's easy to take money that you have extra. I'm saying this for the audience, Jeremy, not for you, obviously. But, you know, if you got one-time money, all right, let's build a bridge, let's repair this road, let's do that, as opposed to you hire somebody, well, you got to have a source of revenue to keep paying those salaries and those benefits.
Yeah, and that's a big theme. Four terms of state government: money for one-time expenses, recurring money for recurring expenses.
So how does how do the politics of this all play in? I guess is what I'm wondering, because I could see where, even if it's a surplus, if you sign off on additional spending, then your opponent could say, what kind of conservative are you? Are you against spending or are you not against it? And will the public be able to discern what's extra money and what's not from an election standpoint?
That's right. And that is the political war cry, is out of control. You know, spending's out of control, and how lawmakers vote on this could very well be kind of a litmus test for folks back home waiting to attack them. And look, it's the same story on the pay raise bill. So everything in this session, the theme will be money, Tommy, but the backdrop and the stage is reelection, and everything is going to drive and support the session is wrapped up in reelection. So it's probably going to be a pretty mild session.
I follow you on Twitter, and you can follow Jeremy Alford at La Politics Now, LAPOLITICSNOW. And he just I retweeted something he did about the Joe Marino and a pay raise, and we'll talk about that when we come back. That here we are in election year, you're talking about spending, and that does not seem to be the right political time of year to talk about a pay raise for legislators. But we'll see what Jeremy thinks when we come back. Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. The session starts 2 weeks from today, and then we'll be off and running. He said he expects it to be pretty mild. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Somebody texted in, give it back, lower taxes, but it's one-time money. So if you give it back and or give it in, unless it's some type of rebate, you couldn't really lower taxes, because then you'd have to raise the taxes again when that one-time money is gone, right? More when we return, 820, Budgeting 101. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, talking to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, about the session. It starts 2 weeks from today, and we talked about the caps on spending extra money, how that's going to play into the re-election efforts for some of the politicians. And I'm looking at this tweet here about 35 minutes ago. Joe Marino's bill to raise salaries, not for any current legislator or ever in their lifetime, I think, and you can go into this in a second, Jeremy, but if that's the case, I can't imagine any politician voting for it. Talk me through all of this.
Well, you know, look, ask yourself if you would take on a full-time job for $16,800 a year in base pay. You know, I think anyone with a family would certainly have to pass that up. And lawmakers have not received a salary increase since 1980. And it's you know, lawmakers have jokingly said we give this job to the lowest bidder, but it's true. And you know, I certainly would not stand for not having a salary increase since 1980.
That one took a second to land, Jeremy. I'm sorry. We give it to the lowest bidder, huh?
Yeah, so Representative Joe Marino of Jefferson Parish has a proposal to lift that salary from $16,800 to $60,000, which still puts lawmakers behind their counterparts in other states. And, you know, it's an idea that's overdue, and lawmakers have tried this before. Bobby Jindal agreed to do it. Then he flip-flopped on lawmakers, lied to them, and vetoed the bill that they passed. So, you know, I think there's some conversations going on right now about how to get this passed. I think voters, if this is communicated to them, they might be open-minded, but some things need to happen. First off, you know, I don't think voters are going to be happy about lawmakers voting on this now and then getting the pay raise next year. They need to apply this to a future term of state government. So so that this becomes more about the institution than the politicians in there right now. And I also think lawmakers need to show that they care about our salaries, Tommy. Me, you, the people listening, our neighbors who live in poverty. You know, maybe if the legislature showed some initiative about increasing the salaries and the take-home pay of people who live in Louisiana, it might be a little more in the stomach, because it's, you know, I think this is a very easy issue, and you need to do the right thing, and the right thing is to pay our people what they're worth.
You know, but there is a perception that politicians spend, you know, $500,000 to get a job that pays $16,000 a year for the power and the influence, right?
Well, the power and the influence and a campaign finance account that can hold millions, that'll do the trick. They can use that to eat meals and travel and do all kind of things. So there are, look, you know, there are, they get paid a per diem. They get an unvouchered expense allowance for their offices. And so it's not a complete sob story. You're right. But, you know, you need to pay people for the job that they're doing. And being able to do this since 1980, because it could be political death. Last time this happened, conservative bloggers and radio show folks like Moon Griffon raised a big, big stink over it. And that's how Jindal ended up kind of going back on his word with the legislature.
An election year would not seem to be the year for this to happen.
No, and that's why Joe Marino is not running for re-election.
Okay, makes sense.
We should say that, you know, so that this is, you know, he is both the patron saint of the Louisiana legislature right now, because people want to vote on this, and they're all, the other half of the legislature is terrified because they don't want to vote. So it's going to be interesting to see how he brings this to a vote, and if he actually does. And, you know, speaking to him this weekend, he's not running for re-election. This is something he's passionate about, and so I think he's going to push it to a vote.
Real quick, before we run out of time, and we got about 60 seconds left, there was one legislator that switched from Democratic to Republican. That was pretty important last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a couple of party switches here recently. Francis Thompson from Delhi, long-time Democrat, longest-serving legislator in the state, has switched from Democrat to Republican. And also Mandy Landry has switched from Democrat to no party back to Democrat. So New Orleans has lost a Democrat and then gained her right back.
We're going to talk to Mandy next break, as a matter of fact. Any final thoughts, Jeremy?
Nope. Looking forward to the session.
Yeah,
good
we're going to talk to you a lot. It'll be something happening at least. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Have a good week. We'll open a text line here at 504-260-1870. Would you vote? Do you want the politicians in Baton Rouge to give themselves a raise? Senate and House. Are you in favor of a raise for them or not? I can make a case on either side where you only wind up with rich people there if they have to go into their pockets. But then again, there is a lot of power and influence up for grabs. So there's that. Tell me what you think. 504-260-1870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.